Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Bix Beiderbecke, Miff Mole, and Bernie Cummins, and listen to this past week in recording history. Last week, March 10th, marked the birth in 1903 in Davenport, Iowa, of Leon Bix Beiderbecke. His father operated a fuel and lumber company, and his mother was a pianist, so he had piano lessons, but after hearing recordings of the original Dixieland jazz band, he turned his attention to the cornet, which he taught himself to play by playing along with the records. In 1919, he bought his first cornet and played in school events and with local groups. His family disapproved of his interest in jazz, and that, along with his less-than-stellar performance in school, resulted in his parents enrolling him in Lake Forest Academy outside of Chicago in 1921. But after hours trips to Chicago to play and hear jazz and poor grades resulted in his expulsion in May of 1922. After several months working for his father in Davenport, he turned to a career in music. He played and recorded with the Wolverines and the Gene Goldkette Band in 1924, and in 1925 recorded for Jeanette and played with Charlie Strait, the Breeze Blowers, and Frank Trumbauer's orchestra. In May of 1926, Bix and Tram joined the Gene Goldkette Band in New York until it disbanded in September of 1927. On October 27th, they joined Paul Whiteman's band, playing engagements across the country and recording with the full band and with various groups under their own names. Years of excessive alcohol consumption led to deteriorating health, and Bix left Whiteman in September of 1929. His hopes of rejoining the group after recuperation didn't materialize, and he worked playing piano with Benny Goodman, the Dorsey Brothers, and Jack Teagarden. Bix died on August 6, 1931 at 9:30 p.m. and was buried in Oakdale Cemetery in Davenport, Iowa on August 11th. Here's the first of two sets of songs featuring Bix. Thank you. Hot stuff! Bix and his gang, October 5th, 1927, at the Jazz Band Ball, written by Larry Shields and Nick LaRocca. Cornetist Nick LaRocca was, of course, founder of the original Dixieland Jazz Band, and Larry Shields was clarinetist in the band, and the ODJB had recorded at the Jazz Band Ball for Victor in New York on March 18th, 1918, and in London for Columbia on April 6th of the following year. Bix's gang on that record consisted of Bill Rank on trombone, Don Murray on clarinet, Adrian Merlini bass sax, Frank Signorelli on piano, and Chauncey Morehouse on drums. At the Jazz Band Ball was preceded by Bix and a piano solo recorded in New York on September 9, 1927, of his own composition, In a Mist. A year later, Bix played In a Mist as part of Paul Whiteman's Carnegie Hall concert. We began the show with Bix and his Rhythm Jugglers with another of Bix's compositions, Davenport Blues, recorded by Jeanette on January 26, 1925. We'll have another set devoted to Bix Beiderbecke later on in the show. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, March 14th, marked the birth in 1900 in Akron, Ohio, of Bernie Cummins. He started his musical career as a drummer, but as his group grew, Cummins took over its leadership, and they played their first ballroom engagement at the Toadstool Inn in Indiana in 1919. Vocalists with the band included Bernie's younger brother Walter, Bell Mann, Dorothy Crane and the Sophisticates, and Scotty Marsh. The band recorded frequently for labels including Jeanette, Brunswick, Columbia, Victor, Vocalion, Bluebird, and Decca. In addition to extensive radio broadcasts, they enjoyed enormously popular engagements at hotels and nightclubs across the country, including the Aragon and Trianon ballrooms and the Edgewater Beach and Blackstone hotels, all in Chicago, the Radisson in Minnesota, the Muehlbach in Kansas City, the Roosevelt in New Orleans, the Baker in Dallas, and the Palace and St. Francis hotels in San Francisco. They also played at entertainment parks, including Elitch's Gardens in Denver. The band was still together in the 1950s, playing the Las Vegas Strip until Bernie's retirement. In 1984, Cummins' 1930 recording of Minnie the Mermaid was used as the theme for an ABC TV network Saturday morning cartoon show. Bernie Cummins died in Palm Beach, Florida on September 22, 1986. Here's Bernie Cummins and his orchestra.
Thank you. and how I love it. I don't give a hoot, give my cares a hoot. All the world is in rhyme.
Drummer and bandleader Bernie Cummins, born exactly 104 years ago on March 14th, 1900. We began that little tribute to Bernie Cummins with Keep On Dancin' from September 19th, 1924. That was followed by Bernie Cummins and his Hotel New Yorker Orchestra and Livin' in the Sunlight, Lovin' in the Moonlight, written by Al Sherman and Al Lewis. The vocal on that April 16th, 1930 Victor recording was by Bernie, brother Walter Cummins, who played banjo in the band, and trumpeter Paul Roberts. And we just heard Bernie vocalizing once again on Everybody Loves My Girl, Bernie Cummins and his Hotel Biltmore Orchestra, recording for Brunswick in November of 1927.
You're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. Sunday evenings at 6 on Island Radio KISLFM 88.7 Avalon, or anytime at all, streaming online at RadioFreeWorld.com.
Have a request for a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Have a comment about the show or a suggestion for a topic? Well, you can send any or all of those by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, or you can send cards or letters by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Last week, March 11th, marked the birth in 1898 in Roosevelt, New York, of Irving Milford Mole, better known as Miff Mole. A multi-instrumentalist, he played piano and violin, but settled on the trombone in his mid-teens and was working with a number of small early jazz bands in and around New York. During the 1920s, he was with the original Memphis Five, Sam Lannon, Ray Miller, Ross Gorman, Roger Wolf Kahn, and Don Voorhees. Miff Mole is credited with elevating the trombone from a status as a novelty instrument to one of effective jazz solos. In the mid-20s, he became friends with Red Nichols, and they made a great many records together. From 1938 to 40, he was with Paul Whiteman, after which he did studio work and taught. He was with Benny Goodman briefly in 1943 and then led his own Dixieland combo at Nick's in New York and in jazz clubs in Chicago. Miff Mole died in New York City on April 29, 1961. Here's Miff Mole. Thank you. Free from Miff Mole's Molars, essentially a pseudonym on the OK label for Red Nickel's Five Pennies. We began on August 30th, 1927, with Nick LaRocca's original Dixieland One Step. That was followed by That's a Plenty, written by Lou Pollock and Ray Gilbert, and recorded April 19th, 1929. We finished up with the Molars on September 24th of 1929, and You Made Me Love You. Trombonist Miff Mole, born March 11th, 1898. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org, and available on demand anytime at all online at RadioFreeWorld.com. Well, in the first segment of the show, we played some Rapidly Rotating Records by Bix Beiderbecke with his own bands. This segment, we're going to hear Bix in others' bands, beginning with that of Gene Goldkett. Thank you.
They tell me, doesn't that look like Dixieland? Sure, that looks like Dixieland. Doesn't that look like Alabama? Why, sure, that's Birmingham. Is there any place so nice? Do I have to ask you twice? Yes, sir. Yes, sir, that's my paradise. And doesn't that smell like ham and eggs? No, that smells like bacon and eggs. Bacon and eggs. Ham and eggs, oh, gee. Mr. Lindbergh made Paris, but I made God's own heaven, you see, and there ain't no land like Dixieland to me.
The Broadway Bellhops, with the recording session directed by Sam Lannon, and There Ain't No Land Like Dixieland to Me, written by Walter Donaldson. That Harmony 78 was recorded on September 29, 1927. Before that, it was Frank Trumbauer and his orchestra, May 13, 1927, with Way Down Yonder in New Orleans, written by Henry Creamer and Turner Layton, the same team which brought us After You've Gone. Way Down Yonder in New Orleans was preceded by Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, January 8, 1928, and Back in Your Own Backyard, written by Billy Rose, Dave Dreyer, and Al Jolson. And we began this second segment of our tribute to Bix Beiderbecke with Bix in the Gene Goldkett Band, recording for Victor on October 15, 1926, and Cover Me Up with Sunshine, written by Mort Dixon and Ray Henderson.
Part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at radiofreeworld.com.
It's time now for that feature of the program we call This Week in Recording History. So called because we play rapidly rotating records which were recorded this past week in years past. Here's Harold Dana. Thank you.
that I shall never see. A poem lovely as a tree. A tree whose hungry mouth is pressed against the earth's sweet flowing breast. A tree that looks at God all day and lifts her leafy arms to pray. A tree that may in summer wear a nest of robins in her hair, upon whose bosom snow has lain, who intimately lives with rain. Poems are made by fools like me, but only God can make a tree.
Which is the best for me. When you're after fun and laughter the sacrifice. So some reformer says a warmer climate awaits you. If it's naughty to rouge your lips, shake your shoulders and twist your hips. Let a lady confess, I wanna be bad. And if it's naughty to vamp the men, sleep each morning till after ten. Then the answer is yes, I wanna be bad. This thing of being a good little goody is all very well, but what can you do if you're loaded with plenty of health and vigor when you're learning what lips are for? If it's naughty to ask for more, well, let a lady confess, I wanna be bad.
Rapidly Rotating Records recorded this past week in years past. We began with Eddie Harkness and his orchestra with a vocal by Harold Dana and a rather upbeat rendition of Trees from March 8, 1928. Then from March 13, 1924, it was the Mound City Blue Blowers and Red Hot, written by Frank Trumbauer. We finished up with Annette Hanshaw, backed by the New England Yankees, and I Want to Be Bad, a record celebrating its diamond anniversary this very day, having been recorded on March 15th, 1929. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.